AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers is resigning from OpenAI's board of directors. The ChatGPT maker and his office made the announcement today. His departure comes after the release of emails showed he maintained a friendly relationship with Jeffrey Epstein long after he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl in 2008. In Texas, the governor has declared one of the largest U.S. Muslim civil rights and advocacy groups a foreign terrorist organization. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday said he's declaring the Council on American-Islamic Relations as a foreign terrorist organization. The group, also known as CARE, is one of the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy groups in the U.S. Abbott says the proclamation allows Texas to try to shut the group down. He also declared CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood transnational criminal organizations and says they won't be allowed to buy land in Texas. Neither group is designated as a foreign terror organization by the federal government. CARE tells Abbott in a letter that his announcement has no basis in law or fact, says Abbott doesn't have the authority to unilaterally declare any Americans or institutions terror groups, and accuses Abbott of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. I'm Donna Border.
The Israeli military today warned two villages in southern Lebanon to evacuate buildings close to what it said are Hezbollah sites. Wall Street bounced back from this week's losses ahead of the latest earnings report from NVIDIA. The tiny Caribbean island country Curaçao will go to the 2026 Men's World Cup. It's the smallest nation by population ever to qualify. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Pistons earned their NBA best 11th straight win, 121-12 over the Hawks. Cade Cunningham scored 25 points for coach J.B. Bickerstaff's team.
Cade is in that era of superstars.
LeBron James was in the Lakers' starting lineup against Utah to begin his record-setting 23rd NBA season after missing 14 games due to sciatica. Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M remain the top three teams in the third college football playoff rankings. Georgia moved up to number 4. NFL, the Steelers say QB Aaron Rodgers could still play Sunday at Chicago despite an injury to his non-throwing wrist. Texans QB CJ Stroud will miss his third straight game with a concussion on Thursday against the Bills. And MLB, the Orioles acquired outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels for right-hander Grayson Rodriguez. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.